欢迎大家来到这里，我们一起来欢度华人春节。
First, welcome everybody. We celebrate the New Year.
春节是华人最重要的一个节日。
And Spring Festival is the most important festival in the Chinese culture.
这一天呢，就是很多家庭呢都非常忙。
And that day, most families are very busy.
就像很多太太们就是这几天要做很多吃的呀，家里要做清洁啊，做清理，很忙。
And usually families are busy with cleaning up and cooking the food.
然后我听过有一个很有智慧的老人，他这样说哈。
And one time I hear a very wise man said this way.
那这个老奶奶就看到家里人都在春节这一天很忙她就觉得，哎呀，为什么要这样忙呢？
And this elder woman basically saw that they, every family member very busy, and she just thought, oh, why so busy?
她说，哎呀，其实过节不重要，过日子才重要。
Well, then she came up with this statement. She said, well, how do you spend the festival is not that important. How do you spend every day, that's much more important.
我后来听了这句话，我觉得好像是这样的，就是我们就是把春节这几天过得好像热热闹闹的，但是却是每一天的日子过得不那么顺心，那又有什么用呢？
And I gave the saying some thought. I thought, yeah, that makes sense. Even we make thatSpring Festival, the celebration, this couple of days were made very exciting, but if I ordinary daily life, I kind of pretty struggled, then what's the point?
所以就是把每一天的日子过好，也是非常非常重要，不仅仅是就春节这几天。
So basically, spend every day well, it's important, not just only the festival time.
很多时候听到有人说就是我的日子我做主，我说了算我想怎么过这个日子就怎么过这个日子。
Many times we hear people say, my days, I'm the master of my days. How do I want to spend my time? I make a decision.
每个人觉得我是我我掌管我的时间。
Everything is I control my time.
当我们思想这件事情的时候，我觉得很有意思。没有人是自己这个时间的主人。
But if we think deep, we find that actually it's interesting. None of us actually is a master of our time.
比如说我像我小时候，我就觉得希望这个时间过快一点，但时间总是过得非常的慢。
For example, when I was young, when I was a child, I always wanted the time go by fast.But seems that every day is so slow.
但我现在我就希望，时间过慢一点，但时间过得非常的快。
But now I want the time to go by slow, but seems time just fly by.
那么，到底我们的时间，我们的日子，到底是谁在做主呢？
So that comes to the questions: our days, our time, who is in control?
圣经中有一个诗篇可以帮助我们来思想，到底谁是我们时间的主人。
In the Bible, there's a psalm that can help us to think about this, who is the master of our time.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can look on the screen and just read it for you.
诗篇九十篇，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？ 求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。那么这首诗呢，是摩西写的。
And this psalm is written by Moses.
那么在这个诗篇里面呢，就说到我们其实每个人的人生的真相是怎样。
And this psalm basically tells what the truth of our life.
这首诗呢，其实也告诉我们谁是我们真正我们人生的主人。
And this psalm also tells us who is the true master of our lifetime.
所以我们要我们我们人生的主人告诉我们怎么样有一个智慧的心，可以过好我们在地上的日子。
So the psalmist basically here asking that the master of our time actually can teach us how do I number our days so that we have the heart of wisdom.
人生的真相是什么呢？就是一生的年日70岁，强壮到80岁，其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去了。
And the truth here is that described in verse 10, and we are living 70 years old. If it's strong enough, we live 80 years old. But all we can boast is the sorrow and the burden labor, and we just fly away.
如果换算成天数的话呢，不过30000多天。
If we translate to days, a person's life pretty much in average like 30,000 days.
如果扣除睡觉的时间呢，20000多天。
If we deduct the time of our sleep, probably left is 20,000 days.
如果你岁数跟我差不多，估计就几千天了。
And if you are my age, maybe you only have several thousand days left.
那就是这短短的这么多天里，什么留下来呢？留下来的就是劳苦愁烦。
And some said in such a short time, what left for us is just the sorrow and labors.
为什么会这样呢？诗人告诉我们，因为我们的罪，让我们的人生是这个样子。
And why is it because of this? And the psalmist basically says, is it because of sin and that make our life like this?
我们觉得我们掌管我们的人生，掌管我们的日子，但是我们后来发现，我们完全掌管不了，它一下子就不见了。
And we think we can control our life and control time, and then we find out that actually we cannot control it, it just run away.
然后我们都想过好日子，都想让我们日子过好一点，但是最后发现就是劳苦愁烦。
And we want to say our life live well and good, but in the end we find it's a lot of times it's just sorrow and labor, heavy labors.
我们发现原来不是我们在掌管我们的日子，是神。神在掌管，神在掌权。
And we find out in the end, yeah, it's not us to be able to control our days, but God Himself is in control.
所以我们向上帝呼求，给我们有智慧。
So we call upon God that gave us the wisdom.
那我们来看圣经是怎么说哈。
Let's look at how the Bible says about our life.
那么在传道书3:11说，神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
In Ecclesiastes said that God created, made everything beautiful in its time, He also set eternity in the hearts of man.
创世纪告诉我们，神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And Genesis teaches God created us according to His image, and He created man and woman.
神就赐福给他们。
And God blessed them.
那么上帝给人非常大的祝福和权柄。
And God gave them a great blessing and also gave them a great power.
所以圣经告诉我们，上帝造人何等的美好，上帝给人何等的祝福，但是我们的人生为什么又是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空呢？
But here it said that God created us in a beautiful time and set eternity in our heart and also gave us a great blessing and gave a great power. But how come our life turned to be very filled with sorrow and heavy labor?
因为圣经告诉我们，因为我们人都犯了罪，所以我们的人生才是愁苦的，才是短暂的。
So Bible also further pointed out because of our sin, the fellowship of God of God, and therefore our life is short and our life is filled with sorrow and heavy labor.
说到我们每个人都有罪，那很多人可能不太 同意这样的说法。
And when we talk about everyone's sin, a lot of people probably don't agree with that.
首先我们要知道啊，人有罪，圣经说的人有罪是指人在上帝的眼中有罪。
And first we have to point out when the Bible said we are all sin, it's pointing out everyone is sin in the sight of God.
我们看到今天这个世界上很多人犯罪，那么他都想的就是怎样的可以把它 cover up.
And today we see a lot of in the world people commit sin, they always thinking about how do we cover that.
Yeah. 但是呢，上帝眼中没有什么可以盖起来的。
But in the sight of God, there's nothing can cover that.
所以在上帝眼中看，每个人心里都充满了罪。
So in the sight of God, everyone of us in our heart is full of sin.
在上帝眼中看，每个人心里装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨。
And in the sight of God, everyone of us in our sight is described all kind of sin like described in the scripture you see on the screen.
圣经也说，私欲怀了胎，生出罪来，罪一长成就生出死来。
And the Bible further said, if I because of the lust that was gave a birth of sin, and the sin leads to death.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And it's appointed to everyone to die once, but after this, there's judgment.
所以这就是为什么上帝造人是美好的，上帝大大的祝福人，但是每个人的人生却又是痛苦的呢？这是因为人自己生命中的罪。
That's why God created us in the beautiful time and also is good, but our life tend to be very Completely opposite is because the sin in our life.
圣经的结论是没有义人，连一个都没有。
And the Bible actually made a conclusion about mankind is no righteous, none.
我相信呢，只要我们诚实的面对自己，我们诚实的面对这个世界，我们都一定会同意这样的说法。
If we honestly face ourselves and honestly look at this world, we probably have to agree with this judgment.
你会看见，哇，这个世界上原来以为是非常好的人，非常成功的人，哎，但是现在看见，哦，原来他是非常邪恶的人。
I think you probably see that in this world, you see appearance very successful, very noble person. Now we turn out to be very wicked person.
那如果我们把目光转向我们自己呢？我们其实也是一样。
But if I turn our eye into ourselves, and then we realize we're probably the same. We are the same.
我们的邪恶可能不像有些人在外面。我们的邪恶很多时候都藏在我们内心。
Maybe our weakness is not an outward, but hybrid in the inside of ourselves.
所以在上帝的眼中，每一个人都是罪人。
So in the sight of God, everyone are sinned.
每一个人都应该受到审判。
Everyone has to have the judgment.
那这个审判的结果就是死亡。
And the consequence of the judgment is death.
但是呢，圣经却告诉我们，神却爱我们，神却把我们从这个死亡的审判当中要拯救出来。
But Bible continued to say that God loved us and God wants to save us from the death.
罗马书三章二十三到二十四节我们看到了，我们可以一起读哈。
Romans chapter 3:23-24, we can read together.
罗马书三章二十三节起，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典。因基督耶稣的救赎就白白称义了。每一个人都犯罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。为什么这样说呢？
Bible said all sin fall short of the glory of God. Why Bible say that?
因为人是按上帝的形象造的，上帝按照自己的形象造人。
Because man created in the image of God, God according to his own image created man and woman.
但是人却没有活出那样圣洁、那样美好的一个生命。
But we didn't live out such a holy and beautiful life.
所以亏欠了神的荣耀。
So in that sense, we fall short glory of God.
那么犯罪的就应该受罚，但是神却借着耶稣的救赎 来拯救我们这些犯罪的人。
So since we sin, so we deserve the judgment. But through Jesus Christ, God come to save us.
那么在以赛亚书的五十三章五到六节
Book of Isaiah chapter 53:5-6.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can look on the screen, I'll just read it for you.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。这里说的他呢，就是指的主耶稣基督。
And here, the scripture talk about he or his is referring to Jesus Christ.
这里说到我们每个人都犯罪，我们应该受到刑罚，但是呢，这样的刑罚却落到了主耶稣身上。
And he said we all sin, so we all deserve the punishment. But actually, this punishment is fell upon Jesus Christ.
那么，因为主耶稣代替我们接受了刑罚，所以我们得到平安。
So because Jesus took our place to take the punishment, so in Him we can have the peace.
我们每个人都犯罪，但是我们罪的代价、罪的后果，却耶稣基督代替我们承担。
We all sinned, but the consequence of sin and the price of sin that Jesus paid for us.
我们都知道耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
We all know that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
耶稣基督，上帝的独生爱子，无罪的羔羊，他为什么会被钉在十字架上呢
？Jesus Christ, the sinless God, the Lamb of God, why he was crucified on the cross?
圣经告诉我们，因为我们所有人的罪，耶稣代替我们承担，代替我们接受罪的刑罚，所以被钉死在十字架上。
Bible teaches us because all our sin, the price of our sin.Paid by Jesus Christ through Him being crucified on the cross.
应该是我们这些犯罪的人受到罪的刑罚，受到死亡的刑罚，但是耶稣却代替我们。
We should have the punishment. We should have the consequence of death. But Jesus take that for us.
那么主耶稣我们也都知道，第三天从死里复活，一切信靠耶稣的人。不至灭亡，反得永生。
And also we know in the third day Jesus raised from death, all trust in Him will not be perished, but have eternal life.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And so the Bible teaches us that God demonstrates love for us.In this, while we are still sinner, Christ died for us.
所以主耶稣来是要把生命赐给我们，把我们从死亡中拯救出来。
So Jesus came as he want to give a life to us, deliver us from the death.
我们一起把这一节经文我们一起读一下哈，《约翰福音》三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们今天我们在这里呢，我们庆祝华人春节。
Today we come here, we celebrate the Lunar New Year.
那么春节最重要的就是回家。
And the New Year is in the most important theme is go return to the home.
我们往往在这一天无论多么难，我们希望都跟家人在一起，回到家中。
In the culture, that no matter how difficult, people always want to go back to home.
那到底哪里是我们的家呢
？So where is our home?
我们可能就是来自于不同的地方，或者也可能要去到不同的地方。
And we come all from different places, or maybe we'll go some different place.
有些人可能没有办法在这一天跟家人团聚。
Maybe some of us at this moment we're not able to reunion with our family.
有些人可能还不知道自己家在哪。
Some may even know where the family is.
华人说呢，我心安处即为家。
But there is a saying said that where my heart can rest, where is my home.
但是遗憾的是什么呢？ 我们在这个世界上很难很难找到真正心安的地方。
But unfortunately, in this world, we hardly can find a place our heart can rest.
奥古斯丁曾经说，上帝为他自己造了人，人的心只有在上帝那里才能得到真正的安宁和满足。
So Augustine said that God created us and according to His heart. So people only in Him, then our heart can be fulfilled.
所以人真正的家在哪呢？在上帝那里。
So the true home for mankind is in God.
我们今天一开始读的那个摩西写的那个诗篇呢，第一句话就是：主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
The Moses poem we just read said the first verse said God, Lord, you have been a dwelling place in all generations.
这句就是上帝，你那里是我们永远的家。
Basically, translate say God, you are our eternal home.
所以我们今天在这个春节呢，我们借这个机会。我们来思想我们每个人我们真正的家乡我们真正的永恒的归宿应该去到哪里。
So in this meeting we will encourage you and us together we think about where is our true home where is our eternal resting place.
因为我们人自己的罪所以我们每个人在这个地上的生命有很多很多的患难和痛苦。
Because of the sin and we in our life on this earth there are a lot of tribulation troubles.
更加糟糕的是，因为我们自己的罪，我们亏欠了神的荣耀，我们更要受到死亡的刑罚。
Even worse, because of our sin, we fall short of the glory of God, so we deserve the punishment of death.
但是神爱世人，神不愿意我们落到死亡的刑罚当中，神赐下他的独生爱子。担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
But God loves us, and all the people fall into the punishment of death, and sent His only Son Jesus Christ died for us, died on the cross.
我们仅仅只要相信耶稣为我们所做的，我们就罪得赦免，我们就不再面对死亡的刑罚，我们就得到永远的生命。
Just by trust, what Jesus has done for us, we'll no longer be in sin will no longer be in the consequence of death. We will have an eternal life.
圣经告诉我们，若有人在基督里，就是若有人信靠主耶稣基督，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So this is what the Bible said. If anyone in Christ, which means anyone trusting Jesus Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come.
如果一个人没有与上帝和好，如果一个人没有在耶稣基督里，那他的人生真的是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
If a person's life is not in Christ and it's not reconciled with God through Jesus Christ, then his life truly is a full of sorrow and heavy burden, and fly away right away.
但是如果一个人信靠主耶稣基督，他就是一个新造的人，他就得到一个新的生命。
If one trusts in Jesus Christ, then he is a new creation, and he have a new life.
他在上帝眼中不再是一个有罪的罪人了。
In the sight of God, he is no longer a sinner.
他在上帝的眼中就是神的儿女，神家中的人。
And in the sight of God, is children of God, is the family member of God's family member.
那上帝为他的儿女，为他的家人预备天上永恒的家乡。
And God prepares eternal home.For his children,
这是我们所有人应该去到的家乡居所。
And this is the place that we should go, and this is our eternal dwelling place.
那么，主耶稣就是唯一的路去到那里。
And Jesus is the only way that leads us to there.
好，我们最后一起来看神为我们所预备的家乡。是怎样
？And finally, let's look at what God prepared for us in eternal home.
好，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们可以一起来读启示录圣经的最后一卷书的话。
We can read the scripture that in the last book of the Bible, Revelation. Let's read together.
启示录二十一章三节起，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间， 他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”我们今天在春节，我们来思想人生的真相。
And today in this Lunar New Year, we think about the truths of our life.
很多时候我们觉得我们自己是我们人生的主人，我们自己是我们时间的主人。
Many times we think we can be master of our time.
但是真相是不是的。
But the truth is not. It is not.
我们掌控不了，我们过不好自己的人生。
We cannot control our time. We cannot live well our life.
那么我们只有来信靠主耶稣基督，我们人生才能得到真正的更新。
Only by trust Jesus Christ that life can be completely renewed.
只有借着主耶稣基督，我们才能与神和好。
So Jesus Christ can be reconciled with God.
我们才能找到我们每个人真正的家乡。
And we can find every one of us find our true home.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God so loved the world, he only gave his begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
叫一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever trusts him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
我们愿主耶稣的福音今天可以在我们每一个人的心中来光照，来照亮我们，来带领我们。
Today we may the gospel of Jesus Christ can shine upon every one of us and lead us.
我们也愿意上帝给我们有一个智慧的心，让我们真正的能够按着神的心意来数算我们在地上这短暂的日子。
And we also pray that God give us a heart of wisdom so we can rule the number of days according to the will of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢神，我们今天这个短短的福音信息就到这里。
That's close.